Radio.
If you ever look in movies and books, spiritual warfare is often depicted as a tight match between good and evil, with the forces of good usually, but not always, prevailing in a narrow victory over evil. But in today's gospel reading, Jesus paints a very different picture, if you notice. As far as he is concerned, the fight isn't even close. He can drive out demons with nothing more than what he says is the finger of God. Yes, the kingdom of God has come upon us through Christ, and it is broken into the world and overthrown the dominion of darkness. We can hear echoes of Jesus' victory cry in Paul's letter to the Colossians, when he says that Jesus was publicly humiliated, and he publicly humiliated evil through the cross and the empty tomb. That's what the Bible says. Yet everyday life tells us that Satan is still alive and active in our world. His influence is real, and it can be painfully destructive. You can see it by watching the news, and you can probably sense his temptations and influence in your own life or in the lives of your family members. How is it possible if Jesus has already won the victory? By his cross, Jesus did triumph over evil, but that victory continues to work itself out as history advances towards his second coming. Every day that Satan tries to win people over to his side, but it's much more harder to sell than it was before. That's because we believers are now fully armed against his tactics. We have the Holy Spirit living within us. We have the armor of God to defend us, as we are told in Ephesians. And we have the church, the bulwark of God's truth and God's protection. We have everything we need to win the victory with Christ. Well, how do we do this? Well, I'm a little bit biased because I'm a Michaelite priest. So the patron of my congregation is St. Michael the Archangel. And one simple way that we do this is that we pray the prayer to St. Michael every day. In fact, we pray it a few times a day. It's the smallest, it's the easiest, and it's the most appropriate exorcism prayer that we have. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to you, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits that prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Radio.org.au